Kamala Harris in 2023, We Are Very Proud of Bidenomics. By Wendell Hasebo on August 5, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris praised the administration's economic agenda multiple times in 2023, even as prices soared and economists warned of a recession. Bidenomics. Ha 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 ha. That is called Bidenomics, and we are very proud of Bidenomics, she said in August 2023. Touting the administration's massive spending packages. At least five times, Harris praised the policies that fueled the rising costs. July 24, 2023, Bidenomics is working. August 3, 2023, Bidenomics is working. August 4, 2023, Bidenomics is working. August 8, 2023, Bidenomics is working. August 15, 2023, Bidenomics is working. Harris's faith in Bidenomics comes as the Dow dropped 900 points and the Nasdaq sunk 6% in a global market rout Monday morning. CNBC reported, raising fears of a recession. U.S. stocks fell sharply on Monday as part of a global market sell-off centered around U.S. recession fears. Japan's Nikkei 22 plunged 12% in its worst day since the 1987 Black Monday crash for Wall Street. Fears of a U.S. recession were the main culprit for the global market meltdown after Friday's disappointing July jobs report. Investors are also concerned that the Federal Reserve is behind in cutting interest rates to bolster an economic slowdown, with the central bank choosing instead to keep rates at the highest in two decades last week. Stock markets are crashing, jobs numbers are terrible. We are heading to World War LLL, and we have two of the most incompetent leaders in history. Former President Donald Trump posted on Truth Social on Monday. This is not good. A near majority, 45%, of voters believe their personal finances will be better off if former President Donald Trump defeats Harris in November, while only 25% say the same if Harris wins, a CBS News/YouGov poll found Sunday. 44% said they will be worse off if Harris wins, as only 38% said the same if Trump wins. 31% said their personal finances will stay the same if Harris becomes president. Only 17% said the same of a Trump victory. Related, Axelrod, the pro-Biden spin is wrong. People have poor views of Bidenomics because food and gas prices are still high. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.